ideas off each other and everything else. You know, I think that it's just we got a good thing going, man. That's pretty much it. And it's, yeah, it's good to be back on. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight, too. But yeah, go ahead, Bri.
Yeah, no, I just dropped a link in the chat for the Facebook group. So anybody that wants to, let's face it, if you're listening to this show, chances are you use the computer a lot or you're online a lot. I mean, that's just how it usually goes when you start researching things. You're pretty tied to the computer. So if you need a good place to discuss this stuff, or like we talk about this stuff as it develops, so you'll hear things that you won't necessarily hear on here because we don't come on here and start just spewing our thoughts on the air. We usually, you know, have a pretty solid idea about what we're saying. But when we just start discussing things, or when stories break and we want other people's opinions, or, you know, we help each other seek out certain evidence or whatever, our Facebook group is great. It's not the biggest Facebook group, and that's done by design, because we don't want every Tom, Dick, and Harry in there. We don't want a bunch of idiots in there. We obviously don't want people spamming in there. But people with differing opinions, that's fine, you know, that's fine. But we just want good conversation. We share a lot of evidence in there. So anytime I get a new video or a new blog, or, you know, I find something good on YouTube, or somebody makes a post that I feel is worth sharing, it goes in the group before it goes anywhere. So sometimes, you know, the group will have stuff up to a week before we'll put it up here. So it's great because we hang out there and we have people that we talk to all the time that I would consider friends now. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. You know, the people that I've been listening to us for, you know, 2-3 years and everything, and contribute on a lot of research that we do, too. You know, I definitely got to say I've met some great people. You know, our core of the RNO Real News Online group on there is great. All good people. And, yeah, we differ every now and then on, you know, this, that, or the other thing. But for the most part, you know, there's no ridicule or anything besides when someone just decides to join the group and claim that their, you know, brother's uncle's husband, you know, was a jumper,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, we don't do name calling or anything of that. We have arguments sometimes amongst each other, and it happens, you know?
But you know,
that
even
it's
amongst,
done with. It's done
even
with.
Even amongst
a couple
each
hours.
Other, though. Amongst each other, though, I wouldn't even call them arguments. I mean, there might be somewhere where we, you know, someone may disagree on a little part.
Yeah, strong disagreements.
But for the most part, yeah, I mean, I think everybody's pretty amicable and you know, and we break down the scams. It's, you know, that's what we do in there. We break them down, you know, piece by piece.
Yep, I love it. I just wish they would add a damn timeline feature to the group so we could find the evidence easier. But I got to, like I was telling Justin, there's a thing called Evernote that a buddy of mine, who I'll mention in a minute, talked me into trying out. And it helps you really organize all your pictures, links, documents, everything. You can tag everything so you can search for it later. And I'm going to start using that. And then I can share it when I want to share certain pages of my notes. So I can share it amongst Justin and James before we go on the air, instead of saying, here, here's this link, look at this, here, here's this, here's that. I can just give them the whole damn package for every show. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's a pretty good idea. And I got that idea from Chris Kendall. And before I get into this, what I want to mention is, like Justin was saying, is like we have a close group of people, and it's the same thing for me doing the radio show. There's a few people that I talk to all the time, and we stay in touch by email, or if we get a strong piece of evidence or something, we'll share it with each other. So, you know, and Chris is one of those guys, Chris Kendall. He runs a show called Hoax Busters Monday nights at 8 p.m. on Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. Actually, he's on Talk Show. He's on Talk Show now. Chris Kendall, Hoax Busters.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Chris is another one. Like, yeah, he's not that active in our Facebook. I don't even know if he's on Facebook, but
yeah, he doesn't use it.
Yeah, regardless, though, there's a guy right there that, you know, you want to listen to, especially if you like the stuff that we're talking about, because he's pretty much, you know, up the same alley, and he brings some valuable insight as well. He made a great call about the Social Security Death Index, I thought. You know, that was one of the...
Yeah, in the Hall of Towers, to Judy Wood. And he was actually already onto the media fakery a little before I was. He was one of the first people I ever heard talking about it. He had me on, and he's one of the very few people whose show I've been on, I've had on my show, that hasn't tried anything funny. So I trust Chris. He's a good guy. He had me on. If you want to hear my last show that I did, the only show I did this year besides this was I did a guest appearance last Monday. Not 2 days ago, but last week on Monday on Chris's show, and I have the archive up in my archive. If you just scroll up and go to Radio Archive, it's the first show in the archive. If you ever want to listen to any of our old shows, they're all in the archive. They're all in chronological order, and they're all labeled by guest and by content, so you know what you're listening for before having to click everything. And you have two options. You can left-click it. It'll play automatically in a new browser window. That's the easiest way. But let's say you want to take it with you to the gym or in your car or whatever. If you right-click it, you can save the MP3 to wherever you want. You can save it to your computer, your SD card, your phone, whatever you want. You can take it with you.
Cool.
So, all right, where else were we now? What were we just talking about? Sandy Hook, correct?
Yeah. You know, Brian, I just wanted to touch on another thing, too. I mean, so I'm not trying to jump off this. Do you have anything else to add?
Nah, it's cool, bro. It's whatever. We haven't been on the air forever. We got a lot to say.
There's one thing, you know, and I didn't think of it till today, but it's actually, you know, one of the, I would say that it's been the biggest hoax of this year as far as, you know, big shooting goes, and that was the one with that Elliot Roger kid out in California, and there's another one too where it's like, the funny thing about this was the fact that the shooting had just happened. Now, listen to this, there was still blood on the floor. In a like a bodega type, you know, like a corner store, and there was still blood on the floor, and it hadn't even been picked up yet. And if you look, you see, because supposedly the window got shot out. Well, you look, and right next to the blood, a few feet away, is a big box that says glass. That says glass window. So in other words, they had the glass window already there and ready to go.
It had it labeled.
yeah, it's insane. I think it was. Might be maximal. Somebody, you know, all you gotta do is look it up. But you know, there's another example too, and we should have been. This is my fault, because I didn't think of it until, like I said, until today. But you know, that kid, just his demeanor and everything, and the whole, you know, like that wasn't believable to me. You know, first off, you have a kid that is supposedly, college age kid. He, you know, drove a BMW. Yeah, he was definitely a bit annoying and everything. But you mean to tell me this kid, you know, what was this supposedly was about is that he couldn't get laid. Not for nothing. I know a lot of people, a lot uglier and a lot more annoying than that dude that have no problem getting laid. Never mind the fact that his father was a Hollywood producer. You know, his father was a Hollywood producer. So how many girls, you know, especially living out there and, you know, going to a school out in the middle of California there, how many girls would probably even just get with you just to hope that, you know, maybe your father can do something for them? I mean, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, that was another really pathetic one that they did. And you know, I don't know what the end goal of that one is yet, to be honest. But it's definitely what was poorly done. But I mean, of course, as always, too, you know, I think they want to demonize the loners, the, you know, and also anyone who may hold anti-feminist views or, you know, anything like that. It's just what it is. It's just turning into the thought police here, and that's what it is. That's what they want to set up in this country, something to where it's like, hey, the guy down the street, you know, he's a little bit weird, and, you know, all of a sudden you're going to have cops knocking at your door and taking to the mental hospital for 72-hour evaluation, just based on the word of someone, you know, of anyone. So I mean, yeah, you know, that's the police state aspect of it all. But yeah. I don't know, Brian.
You can get pretty much anyone's section. It happened to a friend of mine over some bullshit. Somebody said he was hearing voices, which wasn't even true, and they sectioned him, and he got taken to a mental hospital over it.
Yeah. It's insane. It's insane how it's happening, man. It really is. don't know. That's one of the things that I think it's, you know, it's a way too of stopping people from talking about stuff too. Like, because, you know, say somebody hears us talking about one of these, you know, so-called conspiracy theories or whatever, but, you know, they did it actually too. They did it to a few times, but there was a New York teacher. Yeah. And somehow, I guess he was talking to somebody.
Sure, it was an RD?
No, it wasn't RD. It was he was a New York teacher, and he this had something to do with Sandy Hook. And he went and talked to, I don't know if it was a counselor or something like that, or somebody. But regardless, this guy got fired from his job after he was locked up in a, was taken to a mental hospital against his will. And all just for talking about Sandy Hook, you know, possibly being a hoax or whatever else. And you know, just for, I guess there was a couple of people he told, but, you know, he was a school teacher. And so they considered him unsafe. And I guess he had bought a gun the day before Sandy Hook or, you know, something like that. Like, totally unrelated, though. There's, you know, a lot of people buy guns. There's, you know, there's no reason to fear that. But I couldn't believe that this happened nowadays, and that people just, you know, that people, nobody stands up, nobody says shit, and it just sucks, because eventually, you know, one day, you know, you're going to be that guy, or someone else is going to be that guy, or, you know, and that's what it is. It's not going to stop until it.
They're totally brainwashed by the media, totally, 100%, like, to the point that people will not even question it. I'm sorry, I just was never, I'm not going to say I wasn't brought up that way, but I just didn't grow up like that. Like, I question everything. I have to. You have to. Why do people think that, people, like, will know, like, for say the justice system is corrupt, okay? They'll know that. But how do they not in turn then think the government is corrupt? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, especially when it's, you know, when they're interlinked like that, you know, it's
they go hand in hand more than any two things, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, and that's the thing, it's just confirmation bias, because, you know, look at any of these groups, it's like, you know, again, some people, they may not trust the Big Pharma, or may not trust the FDA, or may not, you know, but when it comes down to it, they still appeal to, you know, to government on certain issues. Like, you know, like you say, if they lied about aspartame to make it legal, you know, and actually something where people do die, you know, people are going to, okay, you know, the FDA says it's okay. I don't know, you know, it's just a whole bunch of, you know, like I said, appeal to authority, and the thing about it, like you said, they may know one facet of it, but they cannot put the whole thing together, or they still buy into the fact that the lesser evil. Okay, well, I hate Republicans, but I don't like Democrats either. But Democrats aren't as evil as Republicans, or, you know, and vice versa. So, you know, I'm a Republican, and, you know, but liberals are crazy. And, you know, I don't know. Every 4 years, they get to pretend to pick a new one. So, I don't know. I think 2016, you're gonna see some low turnout rates.
Dude, nobody's talking about voting at all. Like, it's all over the local media, you know? There was an article in the Little Sun the other day. It said, "Do you even know who's running?" That's what it said. That was the headline on the front page.
Wow.
Yep. But, you know what? Who cares?
That's it.
Who cares? Who cares who's running? It doesn't mean jack shit anyways. All right, so let's move it on. Let's close up with Sandy Hook, and then I want to move on to the next thing. So Sandy Hook, as far as media fakery, if something called 9/11 didn't happen, right now I would say Sandy Hook might even take the cake.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, after 9/11, it's like, you know, it's right up there. So, I mean, the only thing we're missing from that, why it doesn't take the cake overall, is because the so-called video from 9/11 that's the thing about Sandy. The only video we have is of, you know, the cops pulling up and kind of nonchalantly, going into this. And there was another question raised the other day in that group, and that was about how the broken glass there.
How all the cops went through the broken glass, yep. And none of them bothered to knock it out or open the door for the other cops.
Yeah, it's just funny, how many of these little anomalies are there, and how many do people billion. Have to, that's it, everything is anomaly with it.
That's the thing with a lie, man, it's hard for them to keep up with all the stories between everybody, because it's a lie.
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll totally.
All right, go ahead. What were you going to say? And then we'll move on.
No, nothing, man. But you're right. I'll say the line supposedly from Hitler. But so what's it? If you lie, keep the lie big, and keep saying it. I'm paraphrasing, but in other words, just make it as big as possible, and keep saying it over and over again, and eventually people will believe it,
All right, what we're going to do next is we are going to take a quick 3-minute break, but when we come back, we still have the moon hoax to talk about. We still have, what was the other big one? I just had it on the tip of my tongue. I can't believe I'm forgetting it right now. Jesus, Justin, what was it besides the moon?
Besides the moon, I mean, we have the case of Jerry and Joe Kane, which is slightly different than the rest of the norm, but it just shows how a cop can mess with dash cam footage and stuff like that. And then we have something else
I'm trying to think of. It's slipping my mind.
We did beheadings already. We did 9/11.
The marathon. We're going to talk about the marathon and the moon hoax when we come back, along with Jerry and Joe Kane and a few other things.
Charles Jaco, a couple of. Yeah,
Charles Jaco, we got that. We still got a bunch of stuff to talk about, guys. But the big ones, we still got to talk about the moon and the marathon. So stay with us. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and James Sloan. Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Justin Cook. James Sloan had to leave a little early. He may be back with us. And we are doing our Media Fakery special. It's September 2014 right now. And this is our first show of the year. For anybody that just tuned in, we've covered a lot of stuff so far, from 9/11 to Sandy Hook to a few things. Now we're going
to
move on.
Yeah, the ICE to beheadings, the backgrounds of some of these things and the agendas and the fact that, how some can see it and some can't and the reasons for it and, the COINTELPRO in the movements and the reason why we have all these theories floating around the movements, and it's pretty much, just breaking down a little bit of each thing, and going through them and seeing which ones have been the biggest ones of that have pretty much put us to where we are today, as far as being in a police state and a surveillance state, and just the fact that it's only going to get worse with the more technology they have and the more trusting people are with technology, So I mean,
everybody now thinks it's cool to store all your stuff on the cloud. Look what's happening. People are complaining they're getting hacked. Of course you're getting hacked. The government's already looking at that automatically. They don't need to hack. Do you think they need to contact Verizon or anybody to get in your accounts? Come on.
Of course not. Now, what are you talking about? The celebrity supposed ones or whatever?
Yeah, I was talking about that as a case, but I'm talking about in general. But yeah, that's what I was referring to briefly.
What is the cloud? Is that an Apple product or something?
No, a cloud, anybody has a cloud. A cloud is just online storage. Apple has one, Google has one, everybody has them now. It's just online storage. Instead of storing it on your computer or your hard drive, you store it online, and then people are complaining that their nudes are getting leaked. Well, what are you doing putting nude photos on online storage?
Yeah, to me that sounds more like a chemtrail than a cloud. Little corny humor there, but
sounds
whatever.
More like a publicity stunt.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's the thing too. They've always said there's you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity, you know, and especially for these broads that are, you know, leaking their tits and everything else. Well, hey, you know, that what better way to get in the limelight? Look at Kim Kardashian and all these other broads that have done, you know, porno shoots and everything. And what happens? They get their own reality show next, too, you know. So it's, you know, and that business is another one, too. It's obviously everything is fake and artificial you know, it's run by a few people, and I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these actresses, if were, you know, they were not abused, but, you know, they're at least in these, you know, weird cults and weird religions. You know, I don't know. It's Hollywood is crazy with the Zionists and Scientologists and everybody else that's out there running. You know, they can make or break you. You know, and so, you know, I but regardless, not to get too off track though. Yeah, it's definitely a publicity stunt, something to make the sheeple go and you know, and seek it out and act like they're actually really doing something by investigating, when in fact, you know, if they really wanted to, you know, like Brian said, I'm sure they're already paying attention to these people anyway. You know, it wouldn't be very hard to see, you know, who was able to get there eventually, you know, to hack them. I think that's another thing, too, that they try to put out there is, you know, they try to make hacking seem, it's like anything else, any other problem that they can make this to seem worse, to scare people. It's all about fear, you know, and it's all about just, you know, submitting to the fear and whether you have to pay more or whether you have to be worried about something, you know, I don't know. I'm rambling off on that topic, I guess, but, yeah, I don't know. Might as well get back into what we were intending to talk about. Brian, you there? Brian? Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. Yeah, no. So, I mean, you know, that's the oldest trick in the book is, you know, to, you know, polarize everybody and keep us in fear. I'm trying to think, what's the next topic I believe we're getting into? I guess,
I'm
Brian
back.
Had,
I'm back, sorry.
Wanted to have a drink. Okay.
There he is. All right. Yeah. So next thing I want to get into is definitely the biggest hoax before 9/11 and could still rival it and maybe be just as big. And do you agree with that statement, Justin? The moon hoax?
Yes. Yeah. No, honestly, the moon hoax is something where I think I would say that at least 70% of the country believes that we went on the moon, maybe more. I mean, it may be probably, you know, 85-90% believe that. You know, and it's something I think more people believe in that 9/11 was at least an inside job than believe that we didn't land on the moon, because, you know, the thing is that right there is something that you're brought up with your whole life and thinking that
everywhere.
You know, yeah, think about it. That's, you know, even if you're not someone that studies history, you know that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, you know, who they are and everything. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's so laughable, the videos that they tried to pass off. And once you realize, you know, the techniques they use there, because, I mean, you know, like some of these events, we don't know the exact techniques used, but there, it's all broken down, and especially because it was older back then. But, you know, and whether it was Kubrick or not, I tend to believe it was, but the whole thing that where they did with the foreground shot and had the projector set up behind it to, you know, you can see it in every single shot, you know, you can see it in all of it, and you know, getting into the video more and stuff. I know Brian's got one that has, you know, you can see the wires holding these guys and everything. And another thing used also was that they would play it in slow motion, you know, like when they were like leaping and running on
or driving the little rover around.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, and another you know, crazy thing too is just the size of the lunar rover and whatnot, and you know, it just, and what it looked like, it looked like a 11th grade kid science project, you know, make a little,
The lander, you mean the Luna lander?
Yes, sorry, the rover was from Mars, another funny host.
I think they called their car the rover, too, but the lander is what you mean. And we have pictures of the lander, too, if you guys, want to see what we're talking about. We're going to talk about the moon now, so please scroll down on the page. It's pretty much the last topic, second to last topic, so just scroll down. Right underneath the really large video of Danny from Syria, you'll see red lettering that says the moon landings are full of fake footage. All right, and let's start right away with the first video on the left. This is a video that a lot of people try to debunk. Standing alone by itself, it may be a little hard, but when you think of other things, before we even put these videos on, because I don't have a video showing this, in all the videos and pictures, there's no stars, okay, in any of them. The astronauts are really, really, really uncomfortable answering that question. The reason I'm mentioning the stars is for those that don't know, okay, the moon supposedly has no atmosphere, right, Justin?
Yeah.
So there should be no clouds in the way. So every night should be a clear night, therefore you should be able to see the stars. Anyways, with no atmosphere, that also means there's no wind. There's no, like, extreme weather. So there's no wind. And when they go up there and they go put the American flag, and I want you to play it right now because you don't need volume. Everybody just play it while I talk, okay? I'm going to play it myself. The top left video in the moon area there. And they go plant this flag. You'll see the flag blowing in the wind. Now, I've seen shows trying to debunk it, like on Fox and these other bullshit channels.
Yeah, it's for
and they say, oh, it's because they stuck the flag in the ground. Like it shook like that or something.
Right.
But
right.
If you they edit parts and only show you a few seconds. The flag's waving for like 20, 30 seconds. It's not just the second they stick it in the ground. You know what I mean? It's, you know what I'm talking about, how they try to make it sound? It's like from
Yeah, no, definitely. No, that's like classic History Channel type debunking, you know, and it's crazy how the History Channel got so into,
Well, people are so lazy, that's why that'll work, because people won't go look further and see the original clip.
And you know, to be honest, for a long time, I was kind of the same way, but even before I knew about 9/11 and stuff, I didn't believe the History Channel's debunking of, you know, for exactly, like you said, even the moon landing, for example. Like, you know, I found something funnier, or the JFK assassination, and supposedly, you know, Oswald fired 2 shots or whatever. You know, just the simple things, and yeah, there's a lot more to a lot of these incidents, and who knows or what. But just the fact that they're a Rupert Murdoch-owned corporation that, you know, seems to obviously they always try to debunk everything. You know, they play it off like they believe in it partially, and then they have some.
Like Hoax Busters or whatever. Myth Busters, I mean, not Hoax Busters.
Yep.
Sorry, Chris.
Yep.
Myth Busters, and they try and make it look like they're putting out the honest, so-called conspiracy theorist story, but they're really leaving out the key parts of the evidence.
Right. Or they try to use a red herring and try to say the dumbest theory out there
all
like,
the time.
You know, like,
they love that. They love it. They love it. So guys, there's a video we're gonna watch together.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish. My bad.
No. I was just saying for example, they talk about 9/11 like. They'll say, oh, one of the reasons that 9/11 conspiracy theorists believe that this is because, you know, they'll just say something stupid like the demon face that came out in the smoke. And,
yep.
You know, it's just the examples they use are just laughable.
Anytime if they dare to bring up no planes, they tie it in with holograms or something. Like, you have to be a hologram person if you believe in no planes. No, no planes means no planes. You
right,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right, so guys, what we're going to do, and I'm going to play the audio for this too. It's going to go out over the air. So it's 3 minutes. I really want you to watch this 3 minutes, though, please, okay? And you're going to see the wires picking these guys up. And I also have the video with the wires that pick them up off the ground. I know a lot of you might have seen it. It's from Doc Mission 1. Picks him up from the back of his ankles and pulls his legs up before his upper torso. I think that clip might be embedded in here too, but this 3-minute clip, you'll see several examples where you can see the metal wiring picking them up. You can see it glisten in the light, the artificial lighting that they supposedly didn't have. So you can see it glistening in the light, and you can see them being picked up. And I want everybody to check out this video. It's the video to the right. It's the top video in the right column of the moon footage. So if you're not there yet, I'll give you a second. Scroll down the page. All right. On the right-hand side, the video with the astronauts standing next to the American flag, the 3-minute and 2-second video. On the right-hand side, we're going to play that now, okay? And just watch the wires on them. They're coming, like, out of their backpack and going straight up.
Astronauts moving in slow motion is another hallmark of the Apollo TV footage.
That's what Justin was talking about, the slow motion.
There's no evidence at all of any astronaut making a leap or a jump anywhere near a height commensurate with 1/6 G possibilities. But if they were actually simulating EVAs on Earth, they would then need help with their bulky heavyweight suits and backpacks in order to achieve the visual effect of moving around easily in lunar gravity. So enter wire supports. This is a tried and tested way of relieving weight from performers or even flying an actor. Here is a sequence from one of our own productions.
Excuse me? Will I need a car?
Relax, Chris. We're only making a short journey back to 1969, to the beginning of humans.
Of course, confirmation that wires were used is in the detail. Here in this Apollo 14 footage, you can see a ping, a momentary glint.
Oh, look at that.
And again, run slowly.
Bam! Well, that's nothing.
And once more. There are other examples, too. This one is from Apollo 17.
You can see it at the top, too. Watch the top of them.
You can see the ping at the top of the frame.
See that, Justin?
In this footage from Apollo 16, we have telltale evidence for slightly floating
and dangling
effect
at
the giant salute. It's as if the weight is being taken off the astronaut's seat just a second or so too soon. Compare that sequence with an obvious rehearsal rig. The dangling effect is very evident. And here again, from the same mission, Apollo 16, we have an astronaut who is about to get up. Let me give you a hand, he says. Look at it again. The astronaut is getting up with the wire taking the weight, relieving him of 5/6 of the Earth's gravity. A magic trick? No, just the help of a wire man. This is a slow motion jump that would have been seen live on TV. And here it is at normal speed. The well-rehearsed, pre-recorded material was apparently slowed down by 50% when we saw it on TV. And yes, we've done the necessary work to establish that percentage.
I was still muted. Sorry about that. I keep doing that. That sounds so unprofessional. I mean, my bad, guys.
That's all right. We aren't professional. We're amateurs.
So pretty obvious use of wire work right there. These guys are supposed to be on the moon. So at what point do you put these lies together and say they weren't on the moon? I mean, that right there would be enough for me. But some people want more, and I have more. We're not going to watch it all tonight, but I'm going to show you right where it's at. If you scroll, we're going to describe. Justin loves this next video too. We're going to describe it real quick. Excuse me, one second. Okay, so if you scroll down right below the video we just watched, there is a large video that goes across the whole screen. It's a documentary, so obviously we're not going to watch it now. but it has some key evidence in there that Justin brought up earlier. It's called "The Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon," and what it is it's a tape that was in NASA's archive that somehow got leaked or whatever, and it shows the astronauts supposedly on their way to the moon, but it shows them how they're faking it. And they actually have a cutout of the Earth that they pin up in the window so it looks like it's Earth real far away. They have so what they did is they blacked out all the walls of the space shuttle around the window so that looks like outer space. So the Earth looks really, 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 really small in the distance because they were only a little bit above Earth when they filmed it out the window and people would have known. Justin, were you going to cut in and say something?
Well, no, I mean, but, well, somewhat, yeah, I guess, you know, the whole thing about it is, yeah, that thing right there is hilarious. I've seen some interesting videos, and this kind of pertains to this, that, you know, the guy is showing, all types of pictures that look to be the moon or look to be, planets or whatever else, or look to be even Earth, supposedly being looked at back from it. And this guy's theory is that we've never been into, like, deep orbit, like, outside of, you know...
Yeah.
Yes, you know, we've orbited the Earth, but as far as going farther than that...
And I would believe that. That seems to be along with what I think.
Right, and check this out. This guy actually puts up, like, he has pictures of, like, you know, is this real, is this not? And he's showing a bunch of the pictures that are supposedly an official picture, and they're just an artist depiction, it looks like. So in other words, what they're, you know, it's just you know, painting and, you know, all digitalized and everything, and, you know, so who knows what, you know, if that's all even just a big lie, and you know, and they don't even know exactly what the Earth looks like, you know, or whatever. I mean, it's just it's pretty mind-blowing stuff. I forget the name of the guy who put out the videos, but he definitely nailed it, you know, the whole scam.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. So, yeah,
I'll have to find that for you.
Back to the moon video there, right? So they got the pin-ups, like Justin was talking about, the things in the windows. They got the pin-up, what they did, so the whole purpose of this, you got to understand why they would do this. If they're in low orbit, and they film Earth out that circular window, okay, Earth's going to take up most of the window. Now, if they're far away, Earth's not going to take up most of the window. There'll be a lot of space around it. Now, they weren't really far away, so they painted the walls black, or they, you know, just made it real dark and shut out all the lights. And they took the camera, and they told you, you could catch them lying about it on camera. They straight out on camera, because they know it's on. They're trying to make a movie to fool you. So they tell you that the camera's up against the glass. And then at one point, some guy's arm actually waves in front of it. The camera was in the back of the space shuttle, pointed at the window, but the walls were all black around the window, so that looked like outer space, and Earth taking up the whole window looked like Earth in this big black outer space. That's what they got caught doing, basically. And then after they went over a bunch of other stuff, which we'll discuss as far as the other errors in the video footage, but there's another documentary that gets into that we're going to briefly discuss. But the guy that made this, his name is Brad Sebrell. Bart Sebrell is his name, okay?
Yeah, Bart Sebrell.
Yeah, Bart Sebrell. And what he did is he confronted Buzz Aldrin afterwards, and he asked him repeatedly to swear on the Bible that he walked on the moon, or that he went to the moon. And this guy
wasn't just Aldrin. He went to I'd say 10 to 15 ones from all the different Apollo.
Oh, did he? I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm assuming he got the same answer from all of them, or?
Yeah, for the most part, there was one or two that did swear on it or whatever, but for the most part, most of them are just like, how dare you, you know, you piece of shit, and, you know, stuff like that. That was the main reaction he got. I would say, yeah, he definitely got 6 or 7 of them, of them at least, that, you know, that would sit and talk with him, and then by the time he brought that stuff up, they'd be like, you know, I'd like you to leave now, or, you know, stuff like that.
All right, well, so when this guy approaches Buzz Aldrin, okay, now Buzz Aldrin, I don't know how old he was, but he looks like he's 80 years old in this picture. Sebrell looks to be late 30s, early to mid 40s, all right? So he asks him repeatedly to swear in the Bible that he walked on the moon. And Aldrin got so mad about the question, he actually punched this guy right in the face. Right in the face. And we're going to watch that video real quick. It's only a minute something. You'll get to hear him. Now, he is being a little rude asking him because he keeps asking him. But if you really walked on the moon and this guy keeps asking you, why wouldn't you just say, yeah, I swear I walked on the moon to get him the fuck out of there? Why would you punch him in the face? He actually assaults this guy. He literally throws a haymaker and hits him right in the face. So we're going to watch that video now. For anybody that's not there, if you're in the moon area, you see the big moon video. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon. That's the one that takes up the whole page. Right underneath that, in the left-hand column, it's the first video. It says Buzz Aldrin punches Bart Siebel. I want you to play that, and I'm going to play it myself right here. And we'll be right back in a minute and a half. You got to see this. You'll see him punch him right in the face.
Howdy, Buzz.
Who's that?
How's it going? Remember me?
What's your name?
Bart. Bart Siebel.
Would you give your name to my
sister?
Yeah, I got one for you, one for your lawyer to sue me.
Right.
I hope you do. I'd love to go to court and shove a window shot.
I know you'd like to get a lot of attention, wouldn't you?
Well, you're the one getting money for something you didn't do. You're getting a lecture for walking on the moon when you didn't. Well, that's called being a thief. That's called being a thief.
That's crazy, I suppose.
Do you think you can get to heaven without repenting? Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
Please.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
I'm not trying to get
you
in the middle of anything.
You tell him to get out of here.
This is a hotel.
We'll call the police.
We pay.
Come on in here. We'll call the police.
You like that? Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
Sir. I have nothing to do with this. But
okay.
You cannot solicit on this property.
We just paid to rent out the penthouse to shoot up there.
So you can't solicit like this.
Keep shooting.
All right. Well, then I go through my manager.
You gotta keep shooting, man. Okay, well, you can put it on your shoulder. Don't be shy.
Just come with me, Buzz.
You really like it, don't
you? You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling a kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
will
I misrepresented
you get
myself.
Away from me?
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Here goes slow mo. Boom! Decked. There it is again. Oh, so there you have it, guys. That was Bart Siebel being decked by Buzz Aldrin for asking him to swear in the Bible that he walked on the moon, which we know he didn't. Now you say, Brian, what do you mean you know we didn't? We grew up our whole lives knowing we did. Well, listen, that's according to school. That's according to the government. That's according to textbooks. Now, before I get into the methods of how they did it, let me tell you the reason why they did it, okay? The reason that they did it, it's pretty easy, you know? One of them is always money, okay? But we're going to just skip that for now. Obviously, money was into the space program, yada, 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 okay? Money's always one of the major factors. But besides money, think about, are you ever going to attack a country that can go to outer space with their technology, with your little military planes? Ever? Would you ever do that? Of course not. So that was like the ultimate fear factor. You know what I mean? That's even like more putting fear into people than nukes. It's like, come on, we can take our planes and go to, not planes, but same idea, you know? Our planes can go to outer space. You can just go across an ocean. You know what I mean? You can't screw with us. And that's basically what it was. It was a huge hoax on humanity. A huge hoax. So when I said earlier it's the only hoax that's probably up there on the level of 9/11, I probably should take that back and say it's the only hoax that's actually bigger than 9/11. Documented hoax, you know. You could say things that happened before there was video and before there was textbook and, you know, all types of things happened in the world, supposedly or allegedly or not. But this hoax left tons of information, tons of evidence of this hoax exists. And when we just saw the you know, let's say you were laying on your torso, you were laying on your belly, right? And you kind of, like, stretch and lean up. Well, he lifted his legs up instead, and then he got up that way. Like, his legs went up in the air 3 or 4 feet, and then it switched, and his body went up and straightened out. And before that happened, he cued the cameraman, because he said, I'm going to get up now, like, for no reason. He's telling people he's going to get up now. He was letting the cameraman know to get him up, but he got him up too soon on the wire harness that he was on. So, you know, he wanted to make it look like, you know, no gravity getting up, but he overdid it. And he pulled up on his legs too fast. Other anomalies with the moon. Justin, are you back? No? Okay. Other anomalies with the moon, they're tremendously everywhere, okay? They have no stars in any of the shots, which is very, very suspicious. And there's all types of reasons people write off to try to debunk that, okay? But then, you guys got to see the pictures of the lunar lander. There's a picture of it right there. I'm going to get you some other pictures of it as soon as I'm done talking here, because I did a blog on the moon. I want you to see the pictures of it. It looks like it was made in a fifth grade construction art class with construction paper, tin foil, duct tape. Like, it's absolutely insulting to my intelligence to think they were chilling out in that thing up on the moon, okay? Absolutely insulting to my intelligence. And then the other thing is, okay, so there's a few movies here. This funny thing happened on the way to the moon is the one where he puts the Earth in the window, and they try and deceive Americans by saying they're 250,000 miles away or whatever, and they're really just a few thousand or however far away they are, okay? And the guy punches him in the face for it. But underneath it, to the right, you'll see Dark Mission. And then to the left of it, Dark Mission 2. What Dark Mission is where that clip was pulled from. That clip that we just saw with the wires picking the guy up comes from Dark Mission. Now, you'll notice it's kind of old, so the whole movie's kind of old like that. But just bear with it. It might seem a little old and stale, but honestly, it's the best collection of video and photos of the lunar surface that I've seen, the best analysis. You'll see all types of trickery going on, and this stuff that you will see with your own eyes. You're not being talked into anything. There's like, they'll tell you they're filming at one spot, and then the next day they'll claim that they're 5 miles later at this other canyon or whatever. You know, it's got a name. They're 5 miles over here. But at one point, you'll see a background repeat a couple times. And you'll see little things like this happen all the time. You'll see the thing with the wires. You'll see inconsistent shadows where the shadows are going different directions. Or the shadows from one object's real long and one guy's real short. There's just all types of problems. But when you see the lunar lander, you're going to laugh your balls off. I'm going to get a picture of that real quick. Just bear with me 1 second, guys. Let me just see. Open a new tab here. And by the way, when we're done with the show, if you have any interest in the so-called moon landings or whatever, I wrote a pretty good blog on it. And I actually, all these videos that are on here, I actually included in that blog too. So I'll throw that up in there for you guys. Just give me a minute and I'll throw it in the chat. I'm trying to get it as I talk here. So the moon was one of the biggest hoaxes ever. And the Russians were in on it with us. And just like the Cold War, I truly believe there really wasn't a Cold War. And that was for them to build up their arms. Both the Russia and the U.S. were in on it. Same thing with the space programs. They were partners in it. As you know, they would send their cosmonauts along with our astronauts and vice versa. Russia and the Soviet Union back then and the United States built up their nuclear arms way higher than anybody else. Way, way, way higher than anybody. It was pretty absurd. The other thing with the moon hoax, okay, interviews. Let's say Michael Jordan. You all know Michael Jordan, basketball player. Many people say the best ever. If not the best ever, certainly one of the best ever. Okay?
The best ever.
Yeah. Guy's been interviewed how many times? I mean, it's got to be hundreds of thousands. And the guy's been interviewed so many times, okay? The guy, all he does is play basketball. Like a madman, he's unbelievable at it. He's old now, but he's unbelievable at basketball. But he plays basketball. You got Neil Armstrong, first guy to supposedly walk on the moon, and he's given one interview since he's been back. The guy doesn't give interviews. He walked on the moon.
I do believe it's like two or three.
Is it two or three? One. Okay, well, he very, very few, less than a handful.
Yeah.
And you can tell right when he gets back, I see one of the other ones. That was it. I saw one plus the press conference. You can see when he gets back for the press conference and they start to ask questions how uneasy he looks. I think, it's my opinion, and I don't know, Justin, where you stand on this. I think he was supposed to go along for the ride, go along for the lie, and he just wasn't really cut out for it as good as they thought. I mean, he's still keeping his mouth shut, but he's not very good at what he's doing, and he feels really uncomfortable about it, I think.
Well, I think that's the case with a lot of those guys, and it makes you wonder, you know, when it happened, you know, if some of them, you know, didn't realize what they were getting themselves into, you know what I mean? And obviously, you know, I guess they knew they were going to be icons or whatever, but yep. The fact of the matter is, you know, maybe they did think there was, you know, it was going to be somewhat different or whatever, and you know, maybe they're just mad at the production value, you know, but now they're definitely bitter old dudes, a couple of them, and
yeah, for sure. Aldred was real pissed. Justin, I think you're a little far away because your mic was buzzing a little.
Okay, yep.
Aldred was real pissed, dude, and Armstrong just keeps his... I think Armstrong, as much as shit as I'm talking about him, after what he already did, I think he's doing the right thing by not continuing the lie, you know? Maybe he's not doing it with the best intentions, like doing it for us. He's doing it for himself because he can't handle the truth. But,
right.
You know what I mean? At least he's not on there parading around. Like, come on, guys, let's be serious. Michael Jordan plays back. Anybody. Pick anybody. Who's your local team? Justin, who's the best player on the Mets? He's given more interviews than Michael Jordan. He's given more interviews than Neil Armstrong.
Not Harvey or Lucas, dude. I don't know. I'm not going to break that.
How about that? Harvey's given more interviews than the guy that's walked on the surface of the moon.
Yep. No, you're right.
I mean, that's just absolutely absurd, guys. So before you got back, Justin, I was just telling them about the contents of the documentaries that I have posted. A funny thing happened on the way we talked about. And then I was telling them about Doc Mission 1 and 2. How it's the best analysis of the photo and video evidence. But I also told them about the little blog I wrote and how those videos are linked right in there. So I'm just going to grab the link for them. But what do you want to say about the moon hoax? I was telling them about the reason, too, that I believe it was, you know, obviously money is always a reason. But, you know, us and Russia were in on it, build up our space program, just like we were in on the Cold War, build up our arms.
Right.
I don't know. What do you want to touch on that?
Yeah, dude, definitely. The another thing too, I just wanted to add is you know, as far as you know, the whole thing goes. If you're looking for a good source too, like especially if you have someone that's trying to debunk this stuff, there's a great article written. It's called "Wagging the Moon Doggy," and it's by Dave McGowan,
yeah.
He literally takes their arguments piece by piece by piece, and destroys them, and you know, it's funny because, you know, even, like, a lot of the stuff, like, again, we're talking about how the History Channel will give you, like, a messed up conspiracy theory part and everyone will buy into it, you know, if you haven't, you know, so some things become people just think they're true, like the Van Allen belt stuff. Well, not only is it the Van Allen belt, but supposedly you would hit radiation that is lethal way before that. You know, and that's kind of like makes you wonder if it's a red herring or not. But, you know, and just the distance of the moon compared to, you know, the distance of places that manned shuttles had supposedly been before that. And we're talking like, I don't know, I think the farthest they'd gone before that was a couple thousand miles. And this was like, what, 30,000 miles
like 250,000 miles away or something.
Right. Yeah, whatever it is, it's ridiculous. I don't have the figure in front of me. You know, my computer's a little slow or not, but regardless, it's just insane that they did this on supposedly, you know, the same type of vessel and you know, with gasoline or, you know, whatever the hell they use. Just the fact that the logistics of it, it's laughable, man. It's like, you know, obviously people bought into it back then and you know, everybody did. But, you know, it just goes to show that how long they've been doing this for and how long that they don't give a fuck about telling the truth, you know. And another thing, too, is a big distraction. Nothing better at the time is the Vietnam War going on. You had a lot of people that were mad at the system and whatnot. So, hey, what better way of a feel-good moment than to have, you know, us supposedly beat the Russians to the moon. You know, we beat the communists there. You know, it's just a big psyop. But, you know, you wanted me to add in, like, what my other favorite things from it. Yeah, like I said, the thing that was made of tinfoil and looked like Reynolds wrap mixed with Scotch tape and duct tape. And
I was just telling them about that.
And then we have the fact that supposedly the only original film, this is another reason why the debunkers will say, the original film was stolen from NASA, so that's why we only have what we have to go on. You know, wouldn't you think that would be locked up like the Holy Grail?
Yeah, more sacred than anything.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking, you know, a man. Am I echoing for some reason?
No, you're good. You're just moving around a little bit. You can hear it.
You know, it's stuff like that. You know, that just the little lies too that just add up so much. That it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean. You know, it's just like you didn't archive a copy, you know, or whatever. Or maybe that's the reason what they're saying is that the second copy isn't as good because it's the archive version. You know, as if they didn't have that, as if NASA didn't have that type of technology back then to make a perfect copy or whatever. You know, but you know, it's just piece after piece. And I mean, I know you wanted to get into why you think they did it, and
I just wanted to add. You could give us your reason why. I kind of already did.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Vietnam thing was escalating at the time. They wanted to keep, you know, get people a reason to embrace the Americanism. Another, you know, was another facet of the Cold War, which to me was, you know, like you said, it was artificial. I mean, here's the thing: we funded Russia through World War I and World War II and everything. We funded the Bolshevik Revolution. And yet, you know, we fought alongside in World War II, and then 2 years later, we're bitter enemies. And it's like, you know, it's you know, they had to play that off because the biggest fear back then was between, you know, atomic bombs and all that stuff. And, you know, they had to keep the lie going that this country was going to nuke us if we, you know, stepped out of line. And what better way to get kids to sign up to go die in Vietnam and go die in Korea and everything if, you know... If you have to stop the world spread of communism, it's just another boogeyman like they've always done. Communism to terrorism to, you know, who knows what the next one will be, but there's always something, you know, there's always.
Well, tell people, you know, why don't you touch on, we're talking about fakery. You have a pretty strong theory about the ultimate fakery that you think they're going to try eventually. Why don't you touch on that?
Oh, Blue Beam. Yeah. I think that that's definitely possible. You know, here's the thing is it's very possibly, you know, a planted idea in the truth movement or something because it's very well known by now. But I still think that they could pull it off no problem. Hold on, let me sip my drink and then I'll get into it. Yeah, as far as Project Bluebeam goes, I mean, we're talking about the event of all events. And this is after... the Muslim boogeyman is done and they have nothing else to scare the life out of us with. Like, so, you know, I'm not saying it's going to happen now. It's not even saying it's going to happen in 10 years, but let's say 20, 30 years down the line, you know, I do believe that they're going to do some type of like alien invasion, and whether they have it and they come in peace supposedly, or they come in war, you know, whatever it is, it's going to be phony, and they may come and say, hey, you have to hand over all your guns and sign up for this Galactic Federation, and, you know, whatever the case may be, or they may come and say, hey, this is the new avatar, the next coming of Christ or whatever, and of course, after, you know, we've been at war for so long, and this guy gets everybody together and has everybody sign peace treaties, well, everybody will eat it right up, and, you know, and the technology is there. I mean, when you look at the holograms, and you look at the stuff, like, you know, in Japan, they did something that looked like a dragon or a sea creature came out of the water, and it was so real looking. And, you know, and they're able to do, you know, look what they did with Tupac and those guys. I mean, you know, it's what they're able to do with holograms, and I'm sure they have other technology too, even to put a couple, you know, maybe have a spaceship land somewhere, for real, but it's actually just, you know, black ops.
It would be the ultimate, you know, scare tactic. Everybody would be terrified if they ever pulled some shit like that off.
Everybody, that would be the ultimate con. Nobody would know what to do because, you know, here's the thing. You have the Muslim boogeyman, but people know if they really ever came to America, like,
yeah,
you know, it would take...
people would be terrified because we would think our military would have no chance anyways in defending us.
Well, you know what I mean? The whole thing about ISIS, though, is yeah, exactly, with that. If something like ISIS came over here and they were for real... Dude, not for nothing. Wherever El Paso, Texas, the you know, the guys down there with guns and shit, they'd wipe them out in a second. You know what I mean? Like a bunch of ragtag Muslims isn't gonna fight any U.S. Army. Never mind, you know, over here on our own turf. But yeah, no. When it comes to that, aliens. Now you're talking about a new ball game, and you know, and here's my reason for this, and I've said it before, but there has to be a reason for why, you know. History Channel again. We'll get back to, you know, like get back to that. History Channel, among other channels, are pushing this alien stuff so much, and this ancient alien stuff, and you know, and just the fact that we're coming into, you know, we're in the age of Aquarius now, and all this stuff, and it's, you know, it's even pushing the New Age stuff, and to me, in my opinion, that's why they're doing this. They're setting it all up. And it's going to be just like Independence Day. You know, I think that's the perfect way to describe, you know, what will happen. And like I said, this may even be 30 years down the line. But I definitely have a feeling it's going to happen. And what
That'll
better
be
way
the king
to...
king of fakery right there. They'll have a new king.
What's that?
It'll be the new king of fakery. That'll top 9/11 and the moon.
Oh yeah, no, that'll be king shit. You know that would, there's that nothing that could touch
everybody.
That because
that'd be something that they'd be working on for a long time.
I mean, you know, and here's the thing, you know, yeah, they may make a few mistakes or whatever, but for the most part, you know, it'll probably be pretty crisp, like you said. They're probably working on it. I mean, we have people going back a long, long time, though, that have, you know, people that are supposedly insiders, and, you know, who knows, you know, when you hear someone, a quote from Wernher von Braun or whatever, supposedly saying that the last threat is aliens, you know, maybe that was put out there, you know, for that. It's hard to tell nowadays, but I do think, you know, there's enough people that have, you know, kind of said stuff like this that I think it's going to happen eventually. You know, that's my thing. And what better way to get the world together, you know, and especially after, like, you know, all these years of war and all of a sudden, you know, you say, hey, these new people came and they want you to ascend to another thing. And to do that, you have to not have war and you have to, you know, cut down on your carbon emissions because you're killing the planet. You have to get rid of nuclear weapons and nuclear power. There's so many different things like that, you know, that coincide with Agenda 21 also. You know what I mean? Because all that stuff would pretty much be part of what Agenda 21 is, which is just getting us to all live in, like, you know, little cities and, you know, just pretty much like, I guess Fabian socialism is the best way you could describe it, where you know, the state has all power and can tell you how much energy you can use and you know, and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, it's just insane how far along we are even with stuff like that, man. You know, and hold on, you know, I just want to make one other point too. If you get back, we were talking about Sandy Hook a little while ago, but the religion that they were pushing with this, and that whole town has a big presence of a religion called Baha'i. And if you look it up, it's centered in Israel. But what it is it's a combination of pretty much, they recognize Christianity, you know, they recognize Jesus, Moses, you know, they recognize Muhammad. They recognize Buddha and Astrozorian or whatever the hell the guy is named. Pretty much every prophet ever, And their goal is to create a one world religion, and they want to live under a one world government. And this is on their charter. You know, it's something that, yeah. that they put right out there in the open. And they have a you know, a big, you know, palace. What's that?
They're based in Newtown, or there's just a lot of them there?
Well, they're not based in Newtown, but what it is they had a one of the biggest, for example, right after the event happened, they had a big prayer, and it was led by a Baha'i minister. Out of all the things, you know, you would think it would be, you know, a lot of Catholics, a couple Jews, stuff like that, you know, but it was led by Baha'i. It was an interfaith service that had, you know, Christians, Jews, Muslims, Catholics, etc., all praying together. Well, this guy is from Harvard, named John Woodall, I believe, and he's a grief counselor. And they're saying that it's kind of like another thing to where, you know, they're saying that Robbie Parker and all, you know, how they were like very quick to forgive Adam Lanza and forgive the Lanza family and everything like that. Well, that's what this religion like is all about. You know what I mean? So it's almost like they're trying to make it like, you know, you follow this religion and you'll be, you know, forgiving people that killed your family members also. Like, I don't know. It's they've been working with all the, you know, with all the supposed victims' families. They've been working in the school, making them fill out surveys and stuff like that. And you know, it's a very odd religion, but it definitely seems like it fits the role that we've heard of for being, you know, this so-called one world religion that, you know, conspiracy theorists have talked about for years and years that comes along with the New World Order. And it would make sense to why we're seeing, you know, Christianity, Judaism, especially Islam and everything else getting thrown under the bus right now, because, you know, they want to say that, you know, don't get me wrong. A lot of parts of these religions are barbaric, but, you know, they're making them seem extra barbaric so that they can, you know, eventually do away with most of it and, you know, and bring us into this new thing, you know. So I don't know. It's all right there, man. They're not hiding anything with it. So
no, they don't need to. Most people don't
exactly
give a shit to take a look. You know what I mean? All right. Well, what we're gonna do? We're gonna take a quick break, and then we're gonna we'll come back with the. We still gotta talk about the Boston Marathon, and we still gotta talk about counterintelligence agents in the truth movement. Anything else you want to touch on, or any of the listeners? And listeners, we haven't got any phone calls tonight, but we had a lot of people. I don't know if you guys are aware, the phone lines are open. You can call us at 978-656-1527. That's posted right next to the chat if you forget. 978-656-1527. Or if you have Skype, you can Skype us from anywhere in the world for free. And that is... The Skype name is The Real News Online, all one word, The Real News Online. If you have any smartphone, you can add the Skype app for free and call in that way. That way you don't have to pay long distance or anything like that. So 978-656-1527. You're listening to Dose of Reality with Brian Stavely, James Cook, James Sloan, and Justin Cook. And we'll be
James
right back.
James Cook, huh?
James Cook again. He's a popular guy. Yeah.